Yeah, for so many, indeed for all of us, yesterday was a very difficult day. People trying to be at home and lack of electricity and people trying to make journeys that I suppose were very necessary. The sadness and the grief of this family and indeed the community is very daunting in the midst of all the pain of yesterday for a family just to face the tragedy of losing a young son who was very well thought of both in his past school and also in his community, a well-respected family. He is, of course, of Polish origin, so he is, has been spent most of his life in Lifford, so he has, from his early school days, and his brother and sister at the local schools, and just the grief of the family yesterday, even when I arrived to say hello to them, was just awesome, it was, and they had just actually finished the Polish community saying the rosary with them, a remarkable spirit of faith in the midst of their grief, and this young man was on his way home from work early yesterday morning in the midst of his woes trying to get home, and his father had been in touch with him and he turned back on the road and sadly met the accident. And what was remarkable, and it's important that we pay tribute yesterday afternoon to the emergency services of the guards and the fire brigade and all those people who worked tirelessly through difficult circumstances yesterday to bring a little comfort to this family in the midst of the pain and the struggle, and so many people yesterday. And so just this morning, they're certainly in our prayers and our thoughts, and all those people who knew this young man and his family circle, we just, as a community, stand with them this morning and offer them our prayer and support. And as I say again, for all those people who worked tirelessly in a difficult situation yesterday, and we pay tribute to them also.